Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Tallinn University Student Podcast. And I'm your host today, Valerie, and today we're going to discuss the state of LGBT plus minorities in Estonia and a little bit of history of the group in ex-Soviet states. With our expert guest, we will talk about how things have changed in the recent years, and that we aim to offer you and ourselves a deeper understanding and knowledge of the issues in the sexual and gender minorities are experiencing here in our lovely Estonia, and a little bit about our Baltic states today. As a content warning, we would like to remind the listeners that we will be talking about topics that might cause distress for some listeners, including violence towards minorities and mentions of assault. If you feel like these are topics that might not be suitable for you, we urge you to listen to another episode of Tallinn University Student Podcast instead.
Hi, I'm Ona, and I'm popping here in between to add a little data. We decided that this topic would be very relevant as the most recent Estonian government has decided to pass equal marriage legislation, and it will come into force on the 1st of January in 2024, meaning that Estonia is the first Baltic country that has legalized same-sex marriages. According to the Estonian Human Rights Center, 53% of Estonians support LGBT marriages, which has risen for 19% since the year 2012. And as in comparison, in the neighboring countries of Latvia and Lithuania, the legislation of allowing same-sex marriages has not progressed yet at all. Now, back to Valerie.
So today we have the pleasure of hosting Kelly Grostal, a Human Rights Center Head of Strategic Legislation. Hello, Kelly.
Hello.
And let's start by answering some questions from us. And so the first question would be, can you provide some historical context on the status of LGBT plus minorities in Estonia and how it was involved over the years?
Yes, I think if I may, I just really want to add a couple of words about my position, because strategic litigation sounds so difficult, but it actually means going to court and standing up for human rights. So it's pretty basic and simple thing behind very difficult professional title. But I'm not a historian, but of course I can share some general background about the LGBT rights in Estonia. So I think most of us know that during the Soviet occupation, same-sex partnership between men was criminalized, it was prohibited. It was criminal offense, and as far as I know, around 67 cases in total, about 155 men were convicted and really like imprisoned because of being gay men. And so we are coming from this kind of background. But of course, when Estonia regained its independence in 1992, it was legalized. So the lesbians and gay people could live in a bit better situation. And I think in the 90s, nothing really happened besides some gay bars were established. Maybe LGBT community was a bit bolder, you know, getting together and things like that. But I think the most important part is our recent history, when in 2014, the government and the parliament started to really think about the same-sex partnership in terms of legislation, and the Registered Partnership Act was established in Estonia.
Thank you, Kelly. You mentioned that as part of your job, you also represent human rights in court. How often does that happen in Estonia today?
All the time. Like regarding LGBT issues, I think we have two or three court cases every year, but we also go to court for many other rights, such as freedom of speech, hate speech, you know, equal treatment, violence against minors. So yeah, all the time we go to court.
And could you say that it has changed over the last years in terms of LGBT plus rights?
I think the most problematic part in Estonia for the past, since the adoption of the same-sex, allowing same-sex couple to enter into registered partnership, has been the part that, of course, we have the law, but we are missing implementation acts. I know it's very legal and boring, but it's like you can sign it, you can have this partnership, but in order to get your rights, to actually get your rights, you also need implementation acts, and we do not have those in Estonia. And that's why gay and lesbian couples have had to go to court for many, many years in order to get adoption rights, in order to have social benefits, etc. So the picture has not been that positive, maybe how it sounds, that yes, we have the law and things are all right. Actually, they are not.
Do you see the tendency that the government is moving towards adopting legislation in its full?
Yeah, sure. Because starting from January the 1st, we will have marriage equality, meaning that every adult can marry whoever she or he or they like. So, and also the implementation acts will be in force starting from next year. So yeah, in terms of legal issues, I think we will have almost perfect society in a couple of months or even less.
Interesting. Yes. So can you tell us about some other challenges and obstacles that the LGBT plus community in Estonia has faced? And are there any other issues despite the recent legal changes?
Yeah, sure. Like I said, in terms of legal issues, things are moving in right direction, and just maybe it's good to know that more than 50% of Estonians support marriage equality, and especially among young people, you know, up to 30 years, the support to LGBT community, equal treatment, marriage equality is like more than 90%. But still, the problem is hate speech, and it's a really, really big problem. We do the social media monitoring on behalf of the European Commission for 7 years in Estonia, and almost every time the main group that is targeted, you know, is LGBT community, mostly gay men. So, like, this is very common to read that gay people should be murdered, killed, attacked, their property should be burned. So, and since our legislation, again, regarding the hate speech is very weak, there are almost no court cases or no prosecutions, and this is quite prevalent, unfortunately, on TikTok, Facebook, mostly.
Can you give any thoughts of yourself on why is that? Like, are people not willing to go to court, or there are some other reasons?
The main reason is the legislation, the criminal code, because it really says directly that incitement to hatred is punishable only in case it poses a direct threat to one's life or property. But it's very difficult to see the connection, you know, between the words written on Facebook and to have a real life threat. So you can go to court or turn to police, but there's no use because there is no law supporting the conviction or the proceedings, court proceedings.
Thank you. So according to the European Union Agency of Fundamental Rights, according to the statistics, 30% of in Estonia avoid often or always certain locations because they feel as being in threat of being assaulted for being openly LGBT plus a person. Do you feel that tendency is changing, or it stays the same?
I think it depends a lot on our politicians and again law, because when we 10 years ago only around 30% of Estonians supported marriage equality. And then we adopted Registered Partnership Act and same-sex civil union. So, and now we can see that after the law was adopted, more than 50% of Estonians support, you know, marriage equality. But the same comes to violence against LGBT people. I think if we don't have a law, if there will not be any cases, any prosecutions. So it seems, you know, for those people who perpetrate, who attack LGBT community, it seems like, you know, the way is free. They can do whatever they want because there are no consequences. So I think after we have a proper law and there will be like real court cases, real prosecutions, these people who attack will think twice maybe. And I don't know if you know, but this summer there was one very notable case when gay pastor from Finland visited Estonia and held a seminar. And he was severely attacked by a homophobe, and he was beaten, he was stabbed, and he even months after the attack, he still, you know, struggles with health and mental health. So, yes, I wouldn't say that things are all right in Estonia, but and these things still happen, and I can totally understand those people who are afraid to be openly gay.
Yeah, it's a really sad tendency to hear. Can you say that there are some positive changes in terms of work environment and worker legislation, like how people, LGBT people, are protected at work, and is there a discrimination in that terms?
In terms of legislation, we have equal treatment law. And sexual orientation is covered there, meaning that it should be okay in terms of law. All gays and lesbians are protected, and also transgender people. So, but what is the reality is, of course, mixed. Many companies, especially, you know, big ones, the ones who have a headquarters outside of Estonia, like Swedbank, SEB, big companies, but also with Estonian owners like TransAdvice and or Vice now, are very pro-diversity and equality. They have, many of them have signed Estonian Diversity Charter, they have equality labels, and they invest a lot into inclusive work environment. But of course, I'm sure there are smaller companies, there are more conservative managers, and it depends a lot where you work and what is the, you know, the value composition of that company. But I think this is one field where things have gotten much better, and it is mostly because we have a lot of Finnish and Swedish and Nordic capital here in Estonia, and their values are quite prevalent when it comes to business sector.
Hey, it's Anna again. We pulled up some numbers and stats to see how comfortably gays can live in Estonia according to their own experiences, and let's just say it's not looking good even in the more recent publications. The data that we're about to discuss is from the European Union Agency of Fundamental Human Rights. According to the survey and findings from 2019, here's how some of them read. 18%, so almost 1 in 5, felt discriminated against at work in the year before the survey, and overall more than double. 39% felt discriminated against in at least one area of life. Discrimination affects many areas of life, such as going out in public, like in places like restaurants and bars, and it can also cause fierce situations where you might need help in a life-threatening situation, such as medical treatment in hospitals. When it comes to actual physical, verbal, or sexual harassment, 42% of the respondents in Estonia say they were harassed in the year before the survey. 11% of the respondents had been physically attacked in the past 5 years, and only 7% of the reporting of hate-motivated violence and discrimination went to the officials. Most of these numbers, according to the survey, correspond to the average statistics of other EU countries. So on paper, things are not at least worse in Estonia than they are in the EU, but this does not mean that there isn't room for improvement. Now, back to the interview.
Would you please answer, do you know something about the situation in Latvia and Lithuania in comparison to Estonia, where the registration of LGBT plus rights has not progressed that much?
Yeah, but we have good news from Latvia, you know, because in Latvia, I think it was, on November the 2nd, they just adopted their Registered Partnership Act. But it's a bit different story. Latvia is a very specific case. Although the Registered Partnership Act is now adopted in Latvia, they have a possibility for referendums. So the opposition right now tries to gather more than 150,000 signatures. It is 10% of voters' signatures. So if they get these signatures, they can have a referendum, you know, whether this law will actually be in effect and in place, I mean. So it is adopted, but at the same time, the public of Latvia, the people of Latvia can reject the law as well. So, and but I have seen the numbers from different studies. They have quite a 50-50. Moment, meaning that, you know, some studies show that, I don't know, like 46 support and 51 are against, and then the numbers are totally different. But I think it will, in case they will have a referendum, it will be quite a tight one, meaning that actually Latvia is not in a very bad situation. Almost half of the people support marriage equality. And yeah, we'll see. But I think it's still a huge step forward that the parliament adopted this law. Although it's a bit different than it was in Estonia. In Estonia, the Registered Partnership Act or the same-sex unions, it also has, you know, it entitles also adoption rights. And, you know, in our case, our lesbians and gays have more rights than in Latvia. But Lithuania is a totally different case. The last numbers I have seen that in March 2023, this year, only 22% of people supported, you know, marriage equality, and, you know, numbers are lower only in Bulgaria. So, yeah, in Lithuania, it's totally different.
That is really sad to hear. But let's keep our hopes up. According to Estonian Human Rights Center statistics, 53% of Estonians support LGBT plus marriages, and it has risen 19% since 2012. So maybe all they need is time.
Yeah, and actually I have seen recent numbers, not done by us, but about one of the biggest Estonian, you know, opinion poll companies, and I saw the numbers that already even 56% support the marriage equality.
Thank you for that. So, and what do you think? Is there any tendencies for the Baltics to look up to our Baltic states to look up at Estonia and follow our path as an example? Or you think that they have their own mind on this?
I'm very hopeful about Latvia. Even if they have this referendum this year, and it will, in terms of LGBT rights, it will fail, I'm sure that in a year or a couple of years' time, there will be another attempt. And also, it is very important to understand, since you're a student podcast, is that young people in every country, in Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, support LGBT rights so much more compared to older generations. So, of course, there is hope for Latvia and Lithuania as well. And we work together with Latvian and Lithuanian NGOs quite a lot, and we know about their struggles. And that's why I can be very hopeful, because they have very strong organizations working for LGBT rights.
Yeah, let's stay positive and hope for the best. What initiatives or organizations have been instrumental in advocating for the LGBT rights in Estonia?
I think, of course, the most important one is the organization that represents the LGBT community in Estonia, meaning Estonian LGBT Association, they just turned 15 last week, so congratulations. But I also think that, you know, foundations such as Open Estonia Foundation and our Central Estonian Human Rights Center, and but also, you know, like when we adopted this Registered Partnership Act, then like many singers, many actors, many historians, writers, like so many supported it, you know, like voiced their opinion, you know, like produced some sort of articles, opinion pieces about it. So I think, you know, next to organizations, there have been so many influential private individuals, but also like our former presidents, Ilves and Kaljulaid, they have been, you know, speaking up for LGBT rights. So I think we have been quite fortunate as a society to have leaders and bold people to stand for human rights, basically.
Yes, thank all the people who are pro rights in our country. But can you say what was your role as a Estonian Human Rights Center in the recent legislative changes?
Yeah, we've been advocating for both for the Registered Partnership Act and marriage equality for more than 10 years. So from the very beginning, we have contributed to the draft law, you know, like speaking to the members of the parliament, politicians, journalists. And of course, you know, we have taken many cases to the court that have been covered by the media. Like, I think the first time we ever spoke about marriage equality in Estonia was when we had our case on Pealtnägija, which is the most popular TV show here in Estonia, when one US citizen and Estonian citizen got married in the United States of America, and they moved to Estonia and they were not allowed to legally stay together. So I think and also, like, we have had some campaigns, Diversity Enriches, Erinevus Rikastab. Many know this campaign in Estonia. So, yeah, I think we've been quite vocal, but not only like vocal, but really this has been a lot of internal work with papers, legislation, reports, and all these kinds of things.
In terms of political parties, how many political parties supported this legislative changes?
Three parties, all are in coalition right now. So Reform Party, Social Democrats and Estonia 200. So, yeah, like all the liberal parties and their MPs, except for one. But it's so funny that the human rights are somehow more and more tied to liberal values, although it shouldn't be like that. But yeah, we have three parties in Estonia who are quite strong when it comes to human rights.
But definitely there was some kind of opposition as well.
Of course, we have two conservative parties who have opposed for many, many years all rights given to LGBT community, Isamaa and Estonian People's Conservative Party, EKRE. So, and we also have Keskerakond, like the central party, that has always been so-so, sometimes supporting some rights, sometimes no. So, yeah, but the picture is quite black and white, to be honest.
So if I understood that correctly, so this legislation, which is coming to effect, is a big step forward, but it still needs some additional tuning. Is that so?
No. Starting from January the 1st, all should be good. There will be marriage equality, meaning that everybody who is 80 plus years old can marry whoever she or he likes. And also we will have two laws. Maybe this is something to explain right now, that we will have this marriage equality, meaning that family law, perekonnaseadus, will not make any hints about gender. People can simply get married. But we will also have Registered Partnership Act fully implemented. So far, it was only partly implemented. So because there are people, actually it's gender neutral, even a man and a woman can register this partnership. So there are people who do not want to get married for ideological reasons, you know, they don't believe in marriage as an institution. So even like, so you can choose now starting from the 1st of January, which you prefer, Registered Partnership Act or marriage. And there will be no limitations when it comes to gender. But the both laws will be very good. Let's put it that way.
And in terms of amount of work, do you feel that those laws will bring more work, so more court cases to come?
Hopefully not. There should not. They should not bring, you know, when it comes to marriage and partnership, everything should be okay. But we will see, of course. You never know. There might be some conservative attacks on the law. So we'll see. But still, we have the issue of criminal code and incitement to hatred, hate speech. So that is something that is our next step, our next, so to say, battle or our advocacy effort to also have a law that really protects people from violence and incitement to hatred.
Can you tell us how does that process work? I guess you come up with some kind of suggestions to the parties that some changes needs to be made, or there is some other way?
Yes, exactly. Although the Ministry of Justice already has a draft law, we'll see how it moves forward. We have proposed our changes, and usually the advocacy work is meeting with people, writing, you know, with the officials, politicians, again, going to media, writing opinion articles, but also showing victims from time to time, because there are real victims who suffer because of flawed legislation. So, yeah, you just you try to persuade politicians, but also the public that we need this law.
Do you find that those victims are ready to step up into the public and say openly that they were not only part of the LGBT community, but also were victimized?
There are some, but that's a very good question, because in Estonia, what shows to me that we are not safe country for LGBT community yet is the fact that so few people are out. So we know some politicians or maybe singers who are gays or lesbians, but you know, so few compared to actual numbers. So it has been sometimes very difficult to present our cases to the media, because our clients, so to say, they want to stay anonymous. And we have had many stories again in Pealtnägija and in some other media shows outlets, where, you know, the couples change their names, they speak, you know, behind the curtain or something. So that's a big problem, to be honest, because I think, you know, you need to, or we need a society where it is okay to be gay or lesbian. And, you know, you don't even have to think about what is the sexual orientation of this person. So I think, you know, this is a change we are looking for. And to have more real people, more gays and lesbians, transgender people coming out and speaking, you know, for themselves, not me as a lawyer, you know, like speaking their stories. But of course, I totally understand, you know, like you can't out anybody. It's their own right and their own decisions. So, but I think, yeah, I'm very hopeful for the younger generation.
Yes, let's stay hopeful and things are looking positive, and let's hope that everything will be coming for the better. And thank you, Kelly, for participating in this podcast, and hopefully we will see you again soon.
Thank you for inviting.
From what we've heard from our lovely expert, Kelly Grostal, legal steps have been taken into the right direction. Support for gay marriage equality has risen, and especially the younger generation seems to have come around for LGBT rights. Hate speech seems to be one of the biggest problems still troubling the discourse, especially online. According to Kelly, this is something that the state should work on to guarantee minority safety in digital environments, which have the tendency to bleed into real life. Despite the troubles, the changes we've seen in Estonia have been big in the latest decades. Work environments have become drastically more diverse and inclusive. The conservative traditional values have been taken over by more Nordic influence and liberal thinking about minorities. Especially big companies and their capital being brought into tech-savvy Estonia has more companies publicly declaring inclusivity. Estonia definitely differs from other Baltic countries in this topic, even though things have changed in Latvia and Lithuania too. We really hope that LGBT minorities and individuals would gain a safer space in Estonia to come out publicly and then enjoy their life as who they are. This topic is essential and something that should keep its place in the public discourse for as long as there are instances where people's personal spaces and character continue to be attacked by hateful individuals. That's all from us today. Thank you for listening. For more information, we've linked all of our sources in the episode description. Thank you to the team and Terry for this opportunity, and thank you, Kelly Grossarl, for insight. Bye-bye!